Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Bad boys, what you want?
Time for a quick look at the mean streets of Stowe, Massachusetts, and Stowe 5-0, our every once in a while look at the horrific crimes that have occurred in my home continent of Stowe, Massachusetts. A very dangerous
crazy
place.
Town.
Very right. dangerous over the holidays. Yeah. And, of course, this is courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper and the Stowe Homeland Security Force, and Happy New Year to the men and women who keep Stowe safe. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Shu, I don't. You haven't been a part of this yet, but I know you join us every once in a while when we're doing it.
I'm afraid of going to Stowe.
You live in
the relatively calm and safe environs of Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, beautiful
yeah.
town.
Yeah. All right. On Monday, December 12th at 7 a.m., a caller on Deerfield Lane reported that while she and her son were waiting for the bus, a snowplow truck sped by them.
Oh, well. Yeah. Hello, kids.
Speeding.
Slow down.
Too close.
Yep. Yep. It came within inches.
Oh, and, of course it did.
You're going to ruin the border. He's going to go up on the curb and take up some of that turf.
Right?
Yeah.
The information was logged and forwarded to the highway department. Mm. I'm sure somebody at Stowe DPW got a talking
right.
to
yeah. I'm sure it's sitting in somebody's recycling bin.
Right. Yes. Right. The circular one?
Yes.
On Wednesday, December 14th at 2:14 p.m., a caller at Shaw's reported an intoxicated man.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Get me some chicken and a biscuit, would you? And Monkey, call the Stowe police. That old lady left her car idling outside the pizza shop again.
Now, I would assume that drunk shopping is very dangerous because you probably buy way more than you need.
Okay, yeah, it's like hungry shopping.
Because you're hungry, right?
No, stone shopping. Never go.
Oh, no, don't
You'll
go stone
shopping. I need 2 dozen Stouffer's French bread pizzas. Wow. Where do you get drunk in Stowe? They closed the Beef and Ale down.
The Red Ginger. Chinese restaurant.
Oh, so
very good. A
couple of suffering bastards head over to Shaw's for an Alka-Seltzer and pre-made submarine sandwich.
Yeah. On Thursday, December 15th at 1:29 p.m., a walk-in requested assistance with removing a stick that was stuck under her car.
Whoa. Oh, man.
You got to go to the police department for that.
She was old. She couldn't bend over.
Not a branch.
Oh, nope. A stick.
Yeah. Well, it's an eyesore, really.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, it goes on in Stowe.
No, you know what it was. It was a soccer mom who didn't want to dirty her Lululemons by getting on the ground to remove the stick from neath her Range Rover.
Yes, you are probably right about that, Danielle. Yes, you probably are. On Saturday, December 17th at 12:09 a.m., a walk-in reported that an individual was hitchhiking in front of Erickson's in Maynard.
That's illegal.
Good spot, though. They're probably trying to get back to Maynard.
Who hitchhikes anymore? I haven't seen a legit hitchhiker.
I know.
For years.
I've seen three in the last 2 months.
It's coming back.
It's making a comeback, right?
It is.
Probably making a comeback.
Yep.
And then at 12:21 a.m., a caller on Great Road reported that an individual was hitchhiking in Stowe.
Yep.
The man was a resident. The officer gave him a ride home.
Oh, that's cool.
Got a ride.
Worked out.
Is it the hipsters bringing back the hitchhiking?
Probably the hipsters.
All right,
yes.
So if you see a hitchhiker with orange pants, they're just doing it because they think it's cool.
Skinny jeans.
Did you see that movie in the 80s where the guy picked up the chick and made her pick out the sunglasses and then he kidnapped her? You can't hitchhike. Still not safe.
Oh, obscure reference. The Hitcher with Rutger Hauer.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Terrifying.
The finger in the French fry scene. Fantastic.
At 3:53 p.m., a caller at the Stowe Plaza reported that there was an injured duck.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well, you can't
touch
notify
it. Animal control.
Mm-hmm. That drunk guy didn't have anything to do with it. That's where the Shaw's is, isn't it?
Yes.
It was the duck that was drunk, actually.
Oh. Speaking of being drunk, at 11:25 p.m., a caller on Hudson Road reported that a plow truck went off the road. The plow operator was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol.
This is an epidemic. Oh.
Drunk plowing.
Wasn't expecting to get the call. Wasn't expecting to get the call.
That's two drunk calls. That is now an epidemic in Stowe. There's an alcohol problem in that town. Yeah.
And then at 4:02 p.m. on Sunday, December 18th, an officer checked on a car that was parked in the upper parking lot at Stowe Acres Country Club. The individuals were advised, and marijuana was seized from three individuals under 21 who did not have medical marijuana cards.
Locked up.
Were they arrested?
It was just seized. Yeah. They were under 21.
Right. But you got to be 21.
Well, that's when you know the police officers know their kids' parents, and they're like, okay.
That's what marijuana leads to, overpaying for a golf club membership.
Yeah. There's a brown Audi parked in my spot.
They're probably growing it out there behind the barn.
Probably.
It's fertile land there, Stowe Acres.
Probably. Yeah. All right. Well, that's Stowe 5-0 this week. A look at the horrendous crimes that have been perpetrated on the townspeople of my home continent of Stowe, Massachusetts. And I want to thank and say hello to the crew at Russell's Convenience Store, Jamie, and the guys who always help us out with Stowe 5-0 when we forget to buy the Stowe Independent newspaper.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.